Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan
Holtby. Hello, welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is the Blue Liner on Point, coming to you live to tape from Glen Burnie, Maryland. And it's yet another week of Caps Hockey Talk. And so to join me in this endeavor, as always, live from beautiful Centerville, Virginia, is the beautiful, wonderful, memeing mermaid mentalist from Fairfax County Public Schools. And if you don't watch out, she's going to teach you a lesson and let you drown if you're bad enough. Everybody's favorite Christmas elf, Anna Knox.
All right. Good evening, Caps fans. And you too, Gal.
And me too.
And you too.
Uh-huh.
Wow, yeah. Another Monday. We're almost at the end of 2018. Crazy.
Yes, we are. And that has its own implications, but we'll get to that maybe later. Okay. So, yep, it's a great three games. But before we get into the hockey, I guess you're now into your vacation. Schools are closed for the holiday.
No, I have a whole other week.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, no, they decided this year to not let us out at like the 15th or 16th, and then we go back like January 2nd. They decided to push it till like the 21st, I guess it would be Friday, and then we go back like the 6th or something. So I'm okay with it, but It's getting a little challenging to keep a bunch of fifth graders motivated.
Let us out! Yeah. Let us out!
Totally. Like I mean, basically, they just walk in my room like so tired. I don't want to be here. I'm like, hey, ditto. But we're here, so suck it up and. Yeah, so it is what it is, but 4 more days, and then I'll be off, which is great. And
yeah.
Today it was sunny. My God, so amazing to see sunshine today. I was not feeling that love over the weekend, over the rain. I could never live in Seattle.
Yeah, lots of... Yeah, kind of like living in a porn studio. Lots of wetness.
Okay. I'm not sure about that one, but okay. Now I'm probably never going to think of the next rainstorm the same way.
I hope not.
But yes.
hey, last week.
That was last week's show.
Last week, you zapped me, so.
Yes, I did. I did.
Back at
and
you.
I will... Yeah, we'll talk about we'll talk about later.
Yeah,
all good. Family show. Just keep saying
sure,
it, Anna.
Sure, we are. Okay,
so you're
yeah,
good. So yeah, I got a week left, and you are what
well,
ready?
I'm
are you
trying to
race for the hall.
Yeah, what? Yeah. We're end of the year is a bit of a busy time. Where we're at and, lots of people, needing to log in and check on their stuff. We did have our annual holiday potluck, lunch and dinner, this past Friday. And, mm-hmm. that's going to explain a bit of things. And I spent the night before prepping for that, made my, shall I say, I can say now, award-winning chocolate-covered grapes.
How are they award-winning?
Because I won first prize for best dessert.
Chocolate covered grapes.
Not to brag. Yeah. Well, you're not a dessert person anyway.
I'm not. So not. But I would. How does one come up with? Like, I mean, I've been to, fondue restaurants and done all that kind of, you know, where you, with the strawberries or pound cake or bananas. I've never been to a place where you would think of grapes.
Well, it's a thing.
I know, but where did it come from?
Actually, a few years ago, I was kind of reading through some recipes for holiday treats, and I came across that. And first time I did it, it was okay. I mean, people liked it, but it didn't turn out the way I wanted. And then last year, I did them again, and they were apparently a big hit. And a lot of people at the office asked me to bring them in again. So
that's crazy. Now we're kind of with like the green grapes.
I did green, black, and red grapes. And
what are black grapes?
Black seedless grapes. They're a thing. Wow,
not like a raisin.
No. They're a thing. I know.
Okay.
I actually mixed up. I had different chocolate for each of them, and
Gil, it's a whole other side of you I didn't know about.
Well,
there you go. Well, congratulations on your chocolate covered grape award. It's really cool.
When you put it that way.
Come on, I'm a teacher. Everyone's a winner. Everyone gets an award. Come on now. No, that's great.
You get a car.
All right.
Sorry.
Exactly. No, that's cool. Dessert's not my thing. So I'm not someone to ask an opinion on a dessert, but I can honestly say that that was one thing I never really thought to put together. So fun. Was it? Okay, good. Pops are fun.
Cost me, some Caps observing, some hockey watching time, as, we'll get to here in a minute. And one of the three games that went on last week. Without any further ado, let's get into that. It was another kick-ass week for our Washington Capitals. Three games played, and all three in the win column.
Thank you for saying win and not, what was your perverted W before?
Spread Eagle W.
Yeah. But now I just brought it up again, so now you're probably going to say it.
Well, you stepped in it.
Yeah. God. Mind in the gutter again. Damn it. All right. Spread Eagle W. Play in Detroit first.
Yes. Okay. So that one, this game was such a pleasure to watch. So Caps were winners in this one, 6-2. Let's jump right into the scoring summary. Brett Conley opened it up 3:39 into the first with a tip-in on the power play. So a rare first goal by the Capitals to open things up. And then midway through, approximately, making it 2-0 for the Caps, is Travis Boyd with his second of the year.
Mm-hmm. He's doing awesome.
Yeah, he and that fourth line, they're really cranking it out. Assisted by Nick Dowd and Dmitry Yashkin, to put up the good guys 2-0, and then who should come to call in about 2 minutes later, 12:59 of the first to be exact. But the captain with his 23rd, making it 3-0 good guys. And as it would turn out, of course, that would be the game winner, assisted by Michael Kempney and Nicholas Backstrom. So jumping over to the second period, making it 4-0, the captain again with his 24th, Backstrom another assist, and also Carlson in on that one. The Second goal of that second period. Caps on the power play again. TJ Oshie, I believe this was, if I'm not mistaken, this was his return from his injury.
Yes. 11 games out.
Yes. And we did not talk about that last week. I was optimistic, but I didn't want to jinx anything myself.
Yeah, I may want to say something about him after Detroit, if you're okay with that.
We can talk about that. But Oshie on the PP with his 10th. Welcome back, 77, my number sake. Backstrom, another assist. Kuznetsov, his 22nd assist on that one. Detroit with a little bit of life in the, I say a little bit, in the third period. Larkin with his 13th to make it 5-1. And then the captain pretty much puts it away. Not like it wasn't, but he gets the hat trick, his 25th, assisted by Juice and Backstrom. Yes, Juice. Coffee, tea, or milk?
I didn't think he was.
Says here he was. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't long after this that he was injured. But it says here.
Got
the primary assist.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
Wasn't long after that he got injured. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Gustav Nyquist for the Wings, ceremonial goal, 16:42 in the third, assisted by Justin Darth Vader. Abdulkader. To wrap up the scoring, making it 6-2. Quick rundown of the vitals. Stop me if you've heard this before. Caps outshot 37-25. Out face off 52% to 48%. Power play, though, was awesome. Had two chances, converted both. PK only had to stop one. So the special teams were special once again. Not many penalties called, so the refs treated this game like it was one big long coffee break. Nothing new there. Nothing to see there, and it's pretty much how the officiating has been. Nothing that they can see to call. Let's see. Possession game, giveaways 13-6 caps rather. Takeaways 11 for the Red Wings. So on that facet of things, looked like the possession game was better for the Wings, but Caps obviously dominated this game where it counted. That was in the offensive zone and on the score sheet. Shots on goal by period 10-11. They never led, of course, but only double digits in the first period, 7 in the second, 8 in the third. Detroit got 10, 11, and 16, so kind of a wonder. Now, I don't know, I keep sounding like a broken record, but they're relying a little bit too much on the goalie for my liking, and speaking of which, he ended up with the third star of the game, did Braden Holtby for his performance, stopping 35 of 37. And, of course, for his causing the raining down of hats, Alex Ovechkin got the number one star of the game. So that's the rundown of that.
Okay. Good stuff. And this, you saw or you didn't see?
That game I did see. It was the one on Friday against Carolina. But so you said you had something, an observation you were going to make?
Yeah, I just want to know, do you think Oshie came back too soon?
You've been coming up, I swear, you've been coming up with these good questions. we might want to make this a regular feature of the show.
One of Anna's random moments of, I don't know what.
I don't think we'll call it that, I don't know. Trying to remember my days as a teacher or a student whenever I try to keep my mind from wandering, a teacher would get up there and pose a really tough question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here to challenge.
Just something.
We'll think of something. I know. You'll definitely think of something, and maybe there'll be a show tune to it or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you the spotlight and let you know that your last 3-4 shows you've been coming up with a good zinger out there for everybody to ponder and I should stop stalling. So the answer I would have to that is no, I don't think he came back too early. Obviously, if he's able to have an effect on the score sheet. Now I can go into, thanks to this app, I can go into some more of the nitty gritty for him, specifically time on ice. So he, according to this, he took, 20 shifts for 16 minutes and 56 seconds on the ice. And so obviously he ended up getting the one goal. I don't think there was any, there was too much rust in his game. His shot's as good as ever. I don't think he ended up being a liability. So no, I would say not too early of a comeback.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I don't know. I think I'm so concerned with the concussions these days and the long-term effect it could have on players and all that kind of, info that we get bombarded with when someone gets injured. And I felt like he came out and he looked good. Oh my gosh. Yes. And his goal, it was great. And I read today that, he felt like even though he was out those 11 games, like he said, it didn't throw the mojo off of the team. That I love. He is a staple. He's just an all around, lovable player. Absolutely. And I'm sure that maybe that's not what he wants to hear, but the fans love him and the players love him and he's great. I'm concerned that he's not at 100%. And what makes me concerned is I don't know. There's just something about watching, maybe it was the next two games that I just felt like, God, is it just going to take one more hit for this guy? And how much is that going to devastate everybody? That, he's cautious and he's certainly not being as aggressive. And I completely respect that. But I'm just wondering if, do you at some point put the love of the sport ahead of how you're truly feeling. And is that always the best thing? But if you saw him differently, what if he hadn't scored, would you still feel the same way?
No, because he was still a presence. And as you mentioned, his attitude towards the game is infectious through the rest of the team. So there's that intangible that he provided. And also, I don't think it didn't look like to me like he'd lost too much of a step. So he got in, he got in his chances and he's still a presence on the power play. So it didn't look to me. Now, yes, there is a going concern for the individual because yes, I thought I saw something where this was his fifth career concussion.
Yeah.
And obviously,
that's frightening.
That's where the concern for the individual comes in because those things add up. Boy, do they add up.
His wife and God, those two little girls are just so stinking cute. That you just don't want to see any athlete or any person that young, and then the long-term effects of concussions or, head trauma or whatever they call it, or whatever the person may be going through, the long-term effect is, devastating. And so I always feel, could he have sat out that game or those I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was something in his eyes. I don't know what it was. There's just something that I'm like, oh, he's not like 100% there. And I don't want to see like, you know, some jerk offs like Reeves, even though we're not going to see them again. But, you know, someone like a Malkin on Wednesday night or someone like that, just, you know, he gets a dirty hit and, you know, at the expense of Oshie because he wasn't 100%. So not that I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, but I just wanted to know if you thought he came back too early.
I would say no. It didn't, okay. Like I said, it didn't look to me like he was off even a half step, but mm-hmm. I do get that concern.
Okay.
So yeah, I do understand that. You have to, the dynamic of the game has totally changed since I started watching it, but certainly in the last 15 years, you know, we got to be more conscious about that. So I do get that, but to me, his on ice play did not reflect anything in the way of, oh geez, he's embarrassing himself. I certainly didn't think he did.
Okay. Cool. No, just
all right. So
there's my random question of the night, and now we're gonna head on to Carolina.
Oh, Carolina. Okay. So, all right. So, because of my grapery and chocolatiering the night before, I came home. I was ready to watch this game. I made it through all of about maybe the first. Joe B and Locker's introductory, just thinking about it, I can't talk about it. if you on the other side of the speakers, the earbuds, what have you, you want a good laugh? Take a gander at John Walton's tweets. Follow John Walton on Twitter. John Walton, of course, the radio play-by-play man for our Washington Capitals. Follow his tweets. Especially when the crew goes on the road for a road game, they are so freaking hilarious. The one for the Carolina game, they were kind of mocking the way the team has made a thing about making things fun now with their celebrations for the fans. So this latest one was John Walton talking in the foreground and Joe B. Locker and John's partner, Ken Sabourin, in the background doing a dance routine. And I just follow John. You'll see what I mean. But those are getting funnier and funnier as they go. And I really hope they keep it up. Sorry about that aside, but okay. So 6-5 win. Anna, you saw this game, so I'm going to rely on you. And
right.
your observations. We'll go into the stats if they're appropriate. But so you obviously watched the whole game. What was your assessment of it?
I did. Well, I was expecting two things from you this evening, and I was bracing myself for them. And now I know that you didn't watch it, so now it's not going to happen. One of them being that Ovi scores. You know, 3 minutes after the Canes score, and it was somebody who has a theme song on our show, first NHL assist from the Hershey Bears.
Right.
So I really, like, I thought this was going to be it. Like, I thought, well, maybe.
No, I will, I will come down off my Swiss mountain this week. But Duke, congratulations, as you said, though, are due for Mr. Siegenthaler, his first assist, as you mentioned, his first point in the NHL, assisting on Ovechkin's first of the game.
26.
Right. 26 of the season.
Like how amazing is that? You know, that not only is it your, you know, like you said, first point, first NHL assist, but to Ovechkin, you know, it's like what an honor that must be. So that was my first, like, I was really waiting to, be interrupted by yodeling. And okay, so that didn't happen. And then the other one, your favorite player, whose last name you love to say on the Hurricanes, Aho, he scored twice, and I was really waiting to hear you say something about that, but you didn't. So that's okay.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is run down the score sheet, and it goes, Aho, Aho.
Okay, now you're done. But I
guess
was
so. Continue.
Continue. So I thought this was a ridiculously exciting game. And I had, Fletch and his daughter, Leia, were there. So I was getting pictures from their state, since they live in North Carolina, and just, you know, just that energy in that building, because there's a lot of Caps fans there, so that's just awesome. So that was cool to watch it and get, you know, their texts, and that, you know, they're having a good time, which I'm thrilled for. But my boy Tommy scores his ninth in the second, Obi scores again, and Travis Boyd. And can we just say, you know, I said it during the last time, like Travis Boyd, God damn, loving him too. And that fourth line is just awesome. But yeah, so he's doing well. He's really, you know, kind of come into his own, and I love it. So they tied it up then. And then here you go, third period, Ovechkin scoring another hat trick. Like, I mean, is he just not unbelievable these days? Assisted by Carlson and Backstrom. And then Justin Williams had his goal. And, you know, then we're 5-5, and they're going to your most favorite part of any hockey game when it goes into overtime and the shootout. And this one was crazy. Like, I know you said we weren't going to get into the stats and you know, like the shakes. But this is like, it was crazy to see like who came out and who we definitely thought was going to, you know, get a point and, you know, shut this game down. And, you know, that didn't happen. We didn't get it from Oshie, Kuzi, Ovi, or Eller. Like, those are like, holy shit, I didn't expect that. Didn't get Backstrom. And then my number 13 with his first NHL shootout goal.
Now that was a thing of beauty. Now that kudos and special thanks, by the way, to I don't want to make fun of them in any way, because they've been absolutely grand to us. They're probably our best. I don't know what to call them, but of course it's the Sports on the Hill podcast. If you're not familiar with them, do please check them out. They're Mondays at 7 live on Facebook. Of course, Anna's with them. Always on the first segment for Caps Hockey Talk. So if you love Anna, you get more Anna there. More Anna is never bad Anna. I don't know where you would get bad Anna from. I'm running off at the mouth, sorry. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
That was last weekend's show.
No comment.
That
show, great if you are a fan of all things DC sports, of course, as we said many times here. Robbie Gross, one of the co-hosts, as he posted on our Facebook page and many others, but ours included, posted from his man cave, the video highlight of the final round of the shootout, which was mm-hmm. absolutely brilliant. Of course, the save by Holtby on McGinn and Vrana's winning goal. Just absolute delight to see. So Robbie again was spot on with that video. Check it out on the on our Facebook page if you haven't seen that. If you're like me, was too zonked out to finish that out. But the shootout.
I know, but here's to me. This is one of these teachable moments. Here you go. Here's a teachable moment. God. You have a player, Jacob Rana, for instance, who attends practice, you know, however long they're on the ice, and 60 minutes, whatever it is. And everyone leaves to go to the locker room. And who's left on the ice? Jacob Rana. And what is he doing? Just shooting pucks into the net, one after another, to just get that skill, you know, like he's got it down, but I mean, just to perfect it. And then here you go. So we see that, you know, and he's certainly not doing it for media attention. This is someone who, you know, he's like hockey is his life, obviously, and yay for all of us. And then we get into, you know, this game, this Carolina game. He most likely did not go into this game thinking, oh, you know, he's going to shoot eighth or whatever crazy number it was for him, and win like that, like and get a point. And but if you look at how he scored, how he set it up, how he was patient, and it was like a rocket. And that is what you see when it's after practice and it's just him on the ice. So that teachable, coachable moment, that's when you are an athlete going above and beyond what is expected of you, and that's the payoff. So absolutely
could not agree more. Yeah. Could not agree more. That's definitely a sign of, pardon me, a good character and what work ethic will get you. This isn't just some kid who's, you know, just off the bench, you know, trying to make a, you know, just trying to break in. He's putting the time and effort. So yes, great point there. Okay, so we got one more game to recap, and we actually have a guest on the line, but we'll get to them in a bit here. We got to get through this last game to recap, and this game I made a point of seeing because much has been made of this team and the great turnaround season they're having. And of course, it's the Buffalo Sabres. And so it was a tail end of the back of a back-to-back playing at home. And the Caps were winners in this one, 4-3. And it also went to the...
You can do it.
I can't say it.
The shootout.
The SO.
The SO. Okay.
My broadcast partners. Yeah. Quick rundown of the main scoring summary, the goals that actually happened during the game. Jack Eichel jumps the team out to a lead. His 11th on a wrister, assisted by Reinhart and Dahlin. Brett Connolly ties it up a little less than a minute later, assisted by Devontae Smith-Pelly. An alert play by him, by the way, pickpocketing the goalie, Carter Hutton, and throwing it out front so that Connolly could pick it out. That was a pretty good play by them. And, of course, who should score again? With the momentum from the game before, Jacob Vrana reaching double digits for the year on a slapper, making it 2-1 Caps.
Yep.
So we jump ahead to the second period. Eichel ties it up. I was kind of worried about this because he was having a pretty good game.
Fucking
he was
good.
Feeling it.
He was having a really good game.
He was feeling it. And the two Rasmus's. Assist him on that one. Rasmus Dahlin and Rasmus Ristolainen with the assist on that. Rasmus Ristolainen. That sounds like a Scooby-Doo tongue twister. Rasmus Ristolainen.
No comment.
Good. No comment from you. Means more time for me. Just kidding. And speaking of Rasmus, Dahlin pulls them ahead 5 minutes later on a wrister on the power play to make it 3-2. And then Ovechkin scoring on his umpteenth straight game with his 29th, ties it up with about 6 minutes left in the second, no scoring in the third. And just a word about Ovechkin. Is he on fire? You bet your bottle of Beluga caviar he is.
It's almost an understatement to say that he is. But here's the best part about the Ovechkin is not only his slap shot is sick to watch and the speed and the precision and everything, but there are so many pictures of him on NHL sites or when they're recapping games of him out there just smiling and laughing and having a good time. He was courtside at the Lakers Wizards game last night. Just, this is it. This is a guy who is not only our captain, not only hands down, gonna biased or not, best NHL player right now, phenomenal. But he's out there with his wife, laughing, doing the DC sports thing, God, I absolutely love it. And just relaxed, having fun with the game. And you're having fun. There's no stress. There's no Stanley Cup, wait for them to choke. He's too old bullshit that we're going to hear, again, if we didn't win the Cup. But I just, who doesn't like Alex Ovechkin? I mean, come on. But I'm just loving him more and more for so many other reasons. Just his charity, just fucking awesome. So to say I don't know if there's like a word to describe the great eight, but he's just a badass.
No, he's everything. I think everything's come full circle for him. He's everything that they thought that he would be when he was drafted, a generational talent, a superstar, playing above and beyond anybody's expectations. What can you say? What that hasn't already been said that he hasn't proven at this point? It's like the championship is that last defining thing that he needed for his career. And he could retire now. I hope he won't, but he could retire now if he won't, if he could or wanted to, is what I'm trying to say.
No, I understand.
And everything would be complete for him. But, obviously he's not going to, because he knows he has that much left in the tank. Thank God for us.
Right.
So, right. Pardon me. So, okay. So yeah. All right. I got to dredge this up one more time, but, the shootout rounds, let's see, there was 1, 2, 3, 4 rounds of shootouts. Okay. So, guess who? The guy we were just talking about, the captain, gets his in his round, and Phoenix Copley saved Jason Pominville's shot in that fourth round, sealing the victory. So Caps come away with the win there, thus ending this past week of hockey for our Washington Capitals. Recaps are done. I'm sorry if that went a little long for you listening. We now have a guest on the line, Anna, go ahead and introduce her. I understand you've been doing a back and forth with her because of an event that you'll be attending. So take it away, do the honor.
Okay, so I'm going to meet Nikki for the first time on air, but we have been following each other on Twitter, and there's nothing like, another female hockey fan to just be like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Hell yeah.
So there's event coming, benefiting Homeward Trails Animal Rescue. And Nikki, great to meet you. And I'm going to give you the mic time right now to go ahead and tell everybody about this kick-ass event on Friday.
You guys, thank you so much for having me on. I actually enjoyed it being a little bit behind schedule and catching the end of this. So I had fun. thanks for having me on. I work with the bar called The Big Stick in Navy Yard. It is right across from the Green Line Metro, so it's right there. I was very upset, as most Caps fans were. I'm assuming you guys were, when Reeves signed those photos, right? I mean, did you guys think that was disgusting?
Oh, down on the ice? Ridiculous. We weren't going to waste too much time with it, but yeah, I mean, now that it's out there, I mean, yeah, obviously it was ridiculous and disgusting is all I'm going to say about it.
No, yeah, absolutely.
We know how I feel.
Yeah.
When I was on Twitter, I was like, this is a lot of just negative energy altogether. And I was thinking, how great could it be if we just turn this into something as positive as we can and just show that we are a classy fan base. And so I reached out to some charities that Tom has publicly been involved with in the past. Everyone knows that he has fostered dogs with Homeward Trails, and we are going to have a fundraiser for them on Friday between 5 and 7, and that just rolls into the game. For $10, you have access to some exclusive drink specials. The one everyone seems to be the most excited about is the Reeves Cheap Shot. It will be 1 cent bartender's choice. There's some really cool auctions happening. We have a ton of signed pucks. We have some really old school trading cards. There's a rookie card for Holtby that I'm definitely here for. It makes me laugh. So anyone that can come out and bid on that and have some good food. We have 50 cent wings that is a special that owners open up only for special occasions. So I don't know if you guys have any questions for me. So
yeah, I'm pumped. So I thought it was 5:30 to 7:30. So I apologize. It's 5 to 7.
No, it's 5 to 7. Yeah, we moved it up a little bit so it would roll straight into the game so that folks could swing by beforehand if they wanted, or they could hang out after and just watch all the fun.
No, that's
watch us win, obviously.
Yeah, of course. And the $10 charge, all of those proceeds are going to the animal shelter.
Yep, Homeward Trails is actually going to be out there, so there's going to be no interaction between those funds and the bar. They're going to be directly accepting the money and giving whoever buys that a wristband, so it's not even going through the bar, and neither is the raffle tickets. So, and those are going to be $1 a piece, and then we're just going to be in one big bucket, and you get, you know, everything just kind of is released over the course of the night, so.
It's so exciting. I'm so glad that you're doing this. Hats off to you. I will be there. Definitely, it's my last day of teaching for the fifth grade Fairfax County Public School. So I will be ready to partake in cheap shots and wings. Definitely.
Yeah.
Bill doesn't know if he'll make it, but I will represent for both of us. No problem.
Well, I am so excited, you guys. And thanks for having me on. And go Cavs.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Nikki, again, thank you so much. And so, actually, where you're going to be on, tell me again, you're going to be on something tomorrow.
I'm going to be on NBC Sports Washington on Wednesday before the Penguins game on Caps Days Off Live with Grant Paulson.
Awesome.
So I'm really nervous everybody tune in so that they get big ratings watching me.
okay.
Yeah,
so
you'll do fine.
Before you go on there, though, we've got you first, so...
you did, absolutely. I am driving to the bar now, and I will let them know that you guys grabbed me up first. I will let my GM know.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Okay, so, well, before we let you go, though, we like to put, as I always say, we like to put the spotlight on the Caps fan, make them the star. So quick few questions with you. When did you start following the team?
I know everyone always judges me when I say this, but just let me finish first. I became a fan last year. I got free tickets in December and went to probably about 40 games last year and was all in. I did not bandwagon. I'm very defensive about that. I love these guys. I went to every watch party I could and screamed into Michael Jenkins' microphone as much as I could during the playoff run. They're so awesome. And I just like being a part of such a classy fan base. And there's a lot of issues that are in other sports aren't in hockey in terms of, you know, off the ice sort of behavior. I love that. You're not hearing about, you know, any of these guys doing anything questionable to their wives, which makes me want to be a fan even more. I don't know. So I love these boys.
That's awesome. So, and I, and
well,
that's long
winded. I'm sorry.
As a longtime fan, let me say this. You're following this team just this past year. Certainly does not make you less of a fan. You are definitely not a bandwagoner, at least not in our eyes. It is just so absolutely awesome that you've come to embrace and love this team and doing what you do for this charity event. So my hat's off to you. I virtually threw it when Ovechkin had one of his hat tricks, but. thank you so much, Nikki, for coming on with us and telling your story and making everybody aware about this this charity. I'm going to try and make it out there. I can't promise anything, but like Anna said, she will definitely be representing the show. And anyone else listening,
awesome.
Hope to see you all out there. This is definitely a worthy cause. Anna and I, as has been said many times, we're both animal lovers. Anna rescued a puppy recently. You've heard her on the show. Her name is Bella. And that's a cause that's near and dear to our hearts. So it's a wonderful thing. And Nikki, great having you on. Thanks for spending time with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on. And give Bella a big hug for me. You guys have a good
definitely. One. All right. Have a good night. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, so that was Nikki, a Caps fan, who's recently got in touch with Anna, and as you heard, she works at the Big Stick, which is the bar that will be hosting the charity event this coming Friday. And as you heard Nikki describe it, they'll have an auction, all kinds of prizes and sales, proceeds to benefit the Happy Trails Animal Shelter. And I just want to say, one thing. Just want to throw out the middle finger to the Wilson haters. Tom Wilson, he's this big, bad guy who's so awful of a human being that everybody wishes he's hurting. He's so awful rescuing these animals from the shelter. He's must be some sort of evil a-hole. Wow.
Exactly. What a terrible person. And just so I can have another teachable moment, it's not Happy Trails, Gil. It's Homeward.
Homeward Trails. Homeward Trails.
It's okay. No, I just want to be sure if people, because it goes along with the Caps calendar, all the pups that were on there and that fantastic calendar that I am loving and can't wait for 2019 so I can hang it. Same animal rescue. So I think this is going to be a fantastic event on Friday. I just have to find, you know, a way to get into DC. I thought it was 5:30, 5 o'clock. I'll, you know what? Don't care. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I don't care how tired I am because it's for a great cause and I'm pumped. So, don't know how we are on time.
We're getting to the end here, but again, that's Homeward Trails. The animal shelter is the charity, and I'll be honest, I probably won't be making it out there now that I know it's earlier in the evening. Got some things to take care of, but Anna will. We've already said we'll be repping the show. Anna would love as many pictures as you can get. Hopefully we'll have some of you listeners out there. Hopefully you can make it out there. Lots of pictures. Anna will be doing her thing out there. And so, if you're a fan of the show, please do get out there. Let us know you listen to the show.
I'd love to see people, you know, celebrating, awesome Caps fandom and animal rescue. And it's almost Christmas. It's a good time of year to be around fun people. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm going with a really great friend who's got, you know, her fantastic energy. So we're going to be there for sure.
And that, Yeah, that just sounds. How did you meet her again?
We follow each other on Twitter.
Okay. How long have you been following each other?
Maybe a month. And wow. it was just literally like, or I don't know, maybe a little bit longer, but she always posted really great things about, you know, watching the Caps and the win and the players and whatever. And like I said, it's always fun to have another female fan out there. You know, there are so many of them, like we talked about Lisa and Sonia last week. So this just seems really cool. And then I didn't put together that because she has Nikki and then she also has the Big Stick Twitter. I didn't put together that it was the same person until like yesterday or today. It was like, oh, hey, because I wanted to be sure that, you know, you and I, we support Sports on the Hill, of course, and anything else, but we haven't really pushed anything recently. But this seemed like one that, you know, near and dear, especially when it comes to dogs, for myself. And she reached out right away and has been on it and, you know, pushing it, has some fun things that are up for auction. And then, like she said, she'll be on with Grant tomorrow night, which is fantastic. So hopefully we'll get a really fun crowd.
That is an awesome opportunity for her. So, So that if again, you, the listener, you're going to be out there. Pardon me. Give the show a shout. Say hi to Nikki and Anna for us.
Yeah.
And I hope you all have a great time. Okay. So that. Speaking of one last plug I want to make. Speaking of the female fan, the Hockey and Heels annual event. I think it's already sold out.
It sold out in 15 minutes.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I wanted to mention a word about that. That, of course, is through the team's Scarlet Caps wing, which is the female fan club for the Washington Capitals. And hopefully they've got a lot of people there who will be attending that for the first time. It's a great opportunity. The coaching staff will be there, going through the X's and O's, the nuts and bolts of the game. Great opportunity to learn about the game if you want to know about it.
Does that mean that Reed Cashman's going to be there?
I'm pretty sure he will be. Yeah.
He's now
you're wishing you got a ticket to this thing.
Yeah. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a good looking guy. I like him, mm-hmm. but. But no, I don't have a ticket, and that's okay. I support all of the people out there, all those female fans that are going. Good for them.
So
I'm only a little bit jealous, but that's okay.
Hopefully you, the female listener, has snagged yourself a ticket to this thing, because it's a great opportunity to learn more about the game, experience the game on a level like no other. So if you are lucky enough to be attending, absolutely great. And if you happen to be a listener of the show, would love to hear from you about the experience for a later episode. So that'd be nice. Okay. So real quick, we're going to go over the farm report for week 11 in the AHL season. It was two games on the road. Bears and Bruins. It's kind of confusing. 6-2 loss for the Chocolate Soldiers. They kept it close through two, but disappeared in the third. So he says, Scarbosa, another goal. He keeps having a good year. Samsonov was in net for our guys, stopping 18-23. The Sunday game was Bears traveling to Springfield to face the Thunderbirds. Another loss, 4-1. Juuso Ikonen.
Yeah,
you stole my joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lone goal for the Bears. Vanacek in net for this one, stopping 22 of 26. Special teams was abysmal. 0-4 on the power play, 3-5 on the penalty kill. Not very good. The outstanding in their field, Juuso Ikonen again for the lone goal in his game. But Don says he likes the way he plays the game, does everything well, wins puck battles, moves a puck, and is always on the move. So good notes
on that.
And I
just like his name.
Yeah, I like his name too. So defenseman, a couple of new faces on the blue line. Well, would make sense due to all the call-ups, including Mr. Yodely guy. Jake Linhart and Steve Johnson says he likes them, but too small a sample size to judge permanently. Both have had success in the ECHL.
Sound like they've both had sex, and that would be funny.
You
said it.
But both have had success in the
What did they have?
Success in the ECHL. So says hoping that continues in the AHL. And I love his last comment. Goalies for this week, nothing to see here, move along. So obviously, yeah, those two did not have too good of a time. So, yeah. So another down week, unfortunately, for the Hershey Bars. But hoping they'll bounce back. So thanks once again to Don McLaren for his farm reports.
Thanks, Don.
Okay, so I think that's going to do it for this episode. Number 89 in the books. Anna, any last and final thoughts?
No.
Okay. All right. So you got to shuffle off to not Buffalo, but Sports on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to wrap it up here. This is the Blue Liner on Point for Anna Knox signing off. And I mentioned grapes before. Well, it's a great way to get your antioxidants. And so are a certain dried version of those. So I'm just raising awareness about health. Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.